podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running
CDs
in circles.
You just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. There's a comedian talking about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Sun begins to fall, raising shadows on the wall. If my glass ain't pain, isn't life such a shame? Well, the sun begins to fall. Wind blows soft and slow out of moonlit October night. Leaves fall with nowhere to go. It's like crystal.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. Right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. This is episode number 424, and with me tonight is Nate from Stone Cold Killer. What's up, Nate?
Oh, not much, Bill. How's it going?
It's a little late.
Yeah, I know. Our rehearsal ran a little late tonight, but we had to make sure we were sticking everything. We're gonna be playing our CD release show this Saturday, and we're gonna be on DVE here in Pittsburgh on Friday morning. You know, the day before to promote it. We're gonna be playing a couple songs live. Hopefully at least one. On DVE this Friday morning, so we had to put in a little extra elbow grease today.
this show will get posted on the website Friday morning at about 6 a.m. So we'll just beat out the DVE show.
All right, cool, excellent.
They'll have better DJs though.
No, come on, I don't know about that.
So. Tell me about the upcoming release party, since it's tomorrow as the people are listening.
Right. Well, it's going to be at Kativo, and it's going to be doors are at 8, show starts at 9, the first band goes on at 9. Some Kind of Animal, if you ever listen to them, they are absurdly talented musicians, as are the second band. Horace Mays, and it's gonna be a nice little like rock and roll build up, you know, because Some Kind of Animal is a little more of a somber indie kind of sound, and then Horace Mays is rocking, and then we get to, you know, to our set, and we're somewhere bordering on metal, but not quite. We're kind of metal in the way that, you know, Kiss and AC/DC and Guns N' Roses are considered metal, but that's that's the lineup, and it's $15 to get in, but that gets you, not only gets you in the door, that gets you a free CD with a digital download and a sticker and button, Stone Cold Killer sticker and button, all in a nice little gift basket. So you don't lose it all, you know. I'd like to think I thought everything, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure there'll be plenty of unforeseen.
So is it Stone Cold Killer or Stone Cold Killers?
Yes. It is just Stone Cold Killer. Okay. And that comes from a song that's actually the first song we ever wrote about a little over 10 years ago. The song was called Stone Cold Killer. The chorus was, I'm a Stone Cold Killer tonight. And we couldn't think of a band name. And we had a gig coming up, you know. Like, well, we need to come up with something. And so I was like, yeah, Stone Cold Killer, that's got a ring to it. What the heck, why not? And so we actually named the band after the song.
I once named a deck hockey team like that at the last second.
Right. It's like, well, crap, we gotta call ourselves something.
Yeah, they told us we weren't allowed on the rink if we didn't have a team name.
Okay, well, you can't just give us team number 2? Come on. Heck.
But that story has been told on here numerous times, so we'll ignore that for now.
Okay.
But it reminds me of one of the worst movies I've ever watched in my life, which I would not equate with you guys. Love your music.
Okay, thank you.
Have you ever seen the movie Stone Cold Killers?
No, I don't think I have. Give me what era is it from? Who's in it?
Let me IMDb it and make sure I have that right before I...
we want to make sure we got all the details ironed out.
I don't want to throw anyone under...
It's not not Natural Born Killers, though. That's it.
That's the one I meant. Natural Born Killers. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's got Woody Harrelson and...
Yeah, I never...
What's her name? Juliette Lewis?
I never made it the whole way through it.
Yeah. it's a pretty gnarly movie. I think it was actually rated NC-17, if I remember correctly.
When they walked
it
in,
is pretty gnarly.
When they walked into the house and killed everybody, and then they zoomed out the window, and now they were in the desert, that's when I turned it off. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. Like I said, a little bit out there. Yeah. But yeah. I was going to say, like, I don't remember a movie being called.
That's why I was IMDBing it, because it's when it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, maybe that's not right.
There might be one out there, though, but I've never seen it.
So normally the first question I ask is where the band name comes from. But you covered that for me already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did it in reverse. Wrote a song and then named the band after that.
This is perfect. You're giving me segues and everything here. Yeah, right. Here, let me segue into the question before we lose it.
Okay, good.
If we were to play a Stone Cold Killer song backwards, what would we hear?
Oh, man. It would probably be, it would probably sound like the theme song to, like, some sort of cheery, like, television show or something. I don't know, like, whatever the opposite, you know. And everybody says, like, oh, yeah, if you play the Beatles, if you play Sgt. Pepper's backwards, you hear, you know, Hail Satan or something. We'd probably be the opposite. We'd probably go the opposite way. And it would probably be, like, wholesome and nice and fun and kind of toned down and chilled out.
Since we're talking about your album, let's go with another question that lines up with that. Mm-hmm. So let's say down the road there's a some kind of incident and it wipes out all the music in the world except for one song from every band.
Oh,
which one of your songs would you want to live on?
Oh man, that is an awesome question. That's tough, because there's, you know, you have your own, like, personal favorites, but then you have ones that you think might have most mass appeal. Right now, I guess a Turn Up for Love is a song that I think that the most people would enjoy. But what one would I want to live on, though? It would probably be, I don't know, man. That's a really good question, dude. They're my babies. I love them all the same. How's that sound?
That is.
But I guess Turn Up for Love, then. That would be my at least for me.
So that kind of gives away the fact that you're probably the main writer on the songs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I am I think all but one song I'm at least a co-writer, if not the main songwriter on them. Songwriting's always, it's kind of been one thing that's just kind of come naturally to me. Like, literally the only thing. Everything else in my life is kind of a pain in the butt, but writing a song doesn't really give me too much problem. It's kind of cathartic. I'm not sure how to describe it, but sometimes I just feel like I need a guitar in my hands, or I have a melody in my head that needs to come out, and I just can, you know, I just do it. Like, oh, pick up the guitar, here's the riff, okay. And a lot of times I'll come with the main, like, the structure of a song, skeleton of it, a riff or a melody or a chorus or whatever, and oftentimes I don't have the attention span to finish an entire song, but I'll have the main part of it, like all of it together, and I'll come to the rest of the band and we'll put parts together as a group, and then usually tack on the lyrics last thing, most of the time.
We already mentioned that you have the CD release coming up. What is the title of the album, though?
The album is called Behind Bars, which is a play on words, because pretty much all our songs are either about running from the law or you know, partying, having a good time, and chasing tail. And, you know, I guess bar chords, take your pick, but that just kind of rung with it. Curtis said it one day, or one of our guitar players said it one day, and I just kind of looked up and I was like, oh, that's an album title right there. That's what we should call the record. And we just ran with it from there, because I wanted to have an album title that wasn't, that invoked what we kind of, our philosophies as a band and our style and whatnot as a band, but wasn't anywhere in the lyrics or wasn't a song title of any of the songs on the album. It was its own thing that kind of described the record, but wasn't mentioned anywhere through it. And that hit all of those, you know, all those checked all those boxes perfectly.
That bar chord thing. My son is currently learning how to play trumpet and guitar at the same time.
Oh yeah.
And he's not a fan of bar chords.
No. They're hard.
Yeah. He said, all I have to do is push down one valve.
trumpet, there's a lot less going on for sure.
But,
I've never really learned to play trumpet. I play a little saxophone and guitar and bass, and drums and piano, but trumpet I've never really given much of an effort towards.
He just turned 10. He's been playing the trumpet for a little over 2 years.
Nice.
He started playing the guitar the end of December of last year.
Okay. So does he have calluses on his fingers yet? He's got
no. I can't get him to practice enough.
See, that's a problem. Yeah.
Here's the problem. The very first lesson. First of all, his guitar teacher is the lead guitarist for the band The Thieves. Excellent guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very first, and I told my son that ahead of time. And at the very first lesson, he came out and he told me, he's like, you know, that's probably the best first lesson I've ever had with anyone.
Really?
And that was it. Aiden was like, oh, I'm great at this.
Isn't that convenient?
And, I mean, he is good. He's better on his trumpet, but
yeah, right.
Music is his thing. He's currently teaching himself how to play the fife.
Oh, wow.
He sat down at a piano a couple months ago and someone showed him where the notes were and he sight read the song and played it.
Oh, no kid. Wow. And, man, good on him.
He chose to take general music instead of chorus because next year they play the harmonica and he wants to know how to play another instrument.
I like it. That's the attitude I have. It's like, keep them coming, man.
But yeah,
if it's around, I'll learn how to play it.
The fife was funny. His class went to Port Ligonier.
Okay.
And he bought a fife there because it was there. And he's like, I think I can figure out how to play that.
Right. That's awesome, man. Good for him.
So do you play guitar on most of the tracks? I mean, you just mentioned, you know, the drums, the bass.
Yeah. In the band, the current, like our current, lineup that we've been going for like about a couple years now, I've been just the front man, just the singer, but on the record I did play, it's been about a year and a half, I guess, because we've recorded these 10 tracks kind of over about a year and a half to 2 year span, somewhere in there, just, you know, between schedules and writing the songs and, you know, getting 4 or 5 adult men to be able to like actually meet once or twice a week to put songs together or to get in the studio can be tricky sometimes. So we kind of had to pick our times over the course of a year and a half, and the lineup kind of changed as we did it. And so I play rhythm guitar on, I believe, 6 of the tracks on the CD, which it says which ones in the actual CD. So, you know, when everybody who's listening to this comes to the show on Saturday, they get the CD with the
they can remind you which ones they were.
Right, exactly. So I played the rhythm on there, and then we went back and on those 6 tracks, we went back and recorded 4 other tracks, and by that time, Slider had joined the band, and he started playing. He recorded his 4 songs, and basically, it's really rad now because we pretty much have 2 lead guitar players, and can do a lot of harmonies and stuff while I'm just singing. The guitarists can do their own thing. I'm not, you know, when I was singing and playing guitar, I was having to concentrate on one or the other, and, you know, one or the other was lacking. But now we have full synergy, you know, of the whole group, and we can play, you know, whatever we want. I can sing whatever melody I want. It's very liberating. I enjoy it.
Do you have the front man itis or syndrome?
Depends on what you mean. If you mean by that, you mean I enjoy entertaining a crowd of people and getting people amped up and having a good time, then yes. If you mean the Axl Rose spiking the mic on the stage and going home because he's having a hissy fit, itis, you know, that's a different story.
You just made me think of something that I saw Iron City Rocks post on Facebook. What I meant was when you show up, do you help set up the equipment? And when it's done, do you help tear it down?
Yes. That's kind of what I was.
And that's because you've played guitar.
Yes. Well, I absolutely do that. Because I just think it's at this stage in the game, it's not like we got roadies, you know? So right? We got to move our own stuff. And, the faster you can destage, the better off you usually are. So usually when we're done with a song or done with our last song, I'll like pick up the bass drum and the toms and everything. You know, like just take a big chunk off of the stage with me and maybe grab something else one more time. But then most of the time I have to go run back to the merch booth and hawk our merch unless, you know, one of our band members' girlfriends is there to sell it for us. a lot of times I'm the one that winds up doing it. So I wear a lot of hats, I guess you could say, in this band.
So the Iron City Rocks thing, and for those of you that aren't familiar with Iron City Rocks, it is another podcast from Pittsburgh that covers mostly mainstream bands, but it's pretty cool. It's ironcityrocks.com. But the post was, what is the strangest thing that you've ever seen at a concert? And I replied, Motley Crue. And someone later said, and I think this person won, they said they saw Axl Rose show up on time and play.
Yeah, that's about that. When they got back together, I flew myself and Slider flew to Las Vegas to see them. Because we weren't sure
if they were going to make it out of one.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. It's like,
that's my brother and I talked about going, and that's exactly what we were worried about.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that they're going to ever play again, or if he's even going to make it through that set. So But then, of course, you know, then they've been on a world tour for the last 2 years since. So,
let's do one more question. We'll take a short break.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do in that break is I'm going to play Steeplechase Blues.
Nice.
And what I want you to do is to tell me a little bit about that song.
That is the one song that I actually, that's the one I was referring to earlier that I didn't write. Kyle, or Slider, actually. Kyle is.
As soon as you said the word that, I knew what you were going to say.
he has a different songwriting process than I do. He is able to actually put the whole thing together. So he came with like an almost completely done song, lyrics and everything. And we just kind of pulled it all together. And I think it turned out really well. It's one of my favorite songs, honestly. And we're going to be playing it. One of the ones we play on DVE tomorrow, or I guess this morning.
Depending on what time the fans are listening, it may have already happened.
Yeah, it may have already happened, but I'm sure you'll be able to go to their website and iHeartRadio, whatever.
I'm sure you're going to do it. I'm sure you're going to Facebook Live it like everybody else does.
Exactly. It'll be all over our social media, Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, whatever, YouTube, all that stuff. So, it's going to be one of the ones to play on it. And I think it's a really rad song. I really enjoy it. It's got a good groove to it. It's fun.
Okay, so up next we're going to play Steeplechase Blues by Stone Cold Killer. And we're going to go kind of country rock after that with Rock the Show by the Justin Wade Band here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We'll be right back with Nate from... I almost said Natural Born Killers. From... Stone Cold Killer. We'll be right back.
on stage, tell me to jam, and I'ma do my thing right here for you. And I got a story to tell, it's about my life, living in hell, and I'ma take these steps right here to you. And that's why I came here to rock the show. My truck's broke down, nowhere to go, no money, what am I gonna do? I'm trying to find some work to do, so I called on my pa, he said he's looking too. It's 9 to 5, just ain't gonna do. And that's why I came here to rock the show. Said I wanna buy a new truck with a big ass bed, so at the end of the day I can drive a ride home to you. And that's why I came here to rock the show.
With me on the line is Nate from Stone Cold Killer. And if you're just tuning in, you missed the part where we talked about the album and the upcoming CD release, if you're listening in the morning. If you're listening any day but Friday, you probably missed it. But that doesn't mean that you should not purchase a copy of the album, and they can do that where, Nate?
We have it on Bandcamp. Bandcamp.stonecoldkiller.com. You might be able to get it on CD Baby as well. You can get it digitally on iTunes, Spotify. I mean, I feel like Spotify is a major way people listen to music, so that's usually where I just direct people. But you can definitely get it on iTunes and Amazon Music. Pretty much anything you can think of, any streaming application like that you can think of has it. But if you want a physical copy, you can come to any one of our shows.
See, you're segueing for me again. So where are your upcoming shows?
Well, we have the show at Kativo, the release show at Kativo on the 23rd, which is Saturday. Then we're playing Hambones, a nice little shindig at Hambones with our friend Tim plays. He plays. We know him from playing with Patty the Wanderer. They're in a local Pittsburgh band, but he is in a second band called Strange Monsters. This will be the first time we're playing with them. We're going to play with Hambones with them on a Friday, and then. We were supposed to play Yin's Fest, but it fell through. We must have missed an email with some paperwork.
Whoops.
Whatever happened there. But it seemed like it was going to be a good time. It's all at Mr. Small's. It's like the big stage, the upstairs funhouse stage, and their new place, the War Room.
Which is like a coffee place, right?
Yeah, I have not even actually even been in it yet. It's like pretty fresh, right? I think it just opened up. So I haven't actually even been in there as of yet, but I'm sure it'll be a fantastic venue because that's just what they do there is produce great live music venues. And let's see, after that we have Rock for Vets, which is a charity event benefiting veterans in it's the weekend is the 7th. It's after July 4th. So I think July 4th is on like a Wednesday or a Thursday this year. And this event is on the Saturday following. So 7-7, if you will. And that's going to be at the stage at Karma, the new venue in the South Side here in Pittsburgh on Carson Street, which is a great place. I've gone to a handful of shows there. It's right down the street from my house. It's great. I can go get loaded and just walk home. I don't have to worry about
that's like the Leechburg Moose for me.
What's that?
The Leechburg Moose. I can see it from my front porch.
Yeah, exactly. You got to love those venues.
But yeah, since you brought them up, let me do something real quick. On June 27th, the Devil Inside Promotions first anniversary show is at this stage at Karma.
Oh, nice.
It's Haven State. And of course, I'm going to blank on the rest of the bands. Haven State, Over My Dead Body, and two other bands that I can't remember right now. But it's on our buildthescene.com website. If you go to buildthescene.com/concerts, it's listed.
Yes, I was going to say I've seen all kinds of the flyer for it and all kinds of stuff on online Build the Scene and on Devil Inside on Facebook and the websites and whatnot.
Sorry, that was a perfect segue into that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You got to take those.
So
I tee them up, you knock them out of the park.
let me hit one of my normal questions. I haven't done much of that. You've been setting me up really well in this one. Tell me about an embarrassing moment that either you or someone in your band had on stage.
Oh man, there's been so many. Well, the one time I can remember, this was years and years ago. And I don't even know if it like turns out to be embarrassing because it actually worked out pretty well. I mean, the Murphy's Law or whatever
everything goes wrong.
Yeah, anything that goes wrong can or will go wrong. And when you're if you're in a local band, nothing more rings true than that. And I used to play, for a lot of the time up until last, year and a half or two, I played guitar and sang, and I had a malfunction thought it was a hot shot, and I'd get myself a wireless guitar input so I could run around stage and not get tangled up. And of course it crapped out mid song. And, I was like, oh, I didn't forgot to change. I think it was at the Moose. I think it was the Smiling Moose on Carson Street.
So you had to run down the steps and get a cord and run back up, right?
No. I used to call it the bag of tricks in, like, behind. And it just so happened that was right when the solo was going on.
Oh.
And so I was the rhythm guitar player, So I was like, oh, okay, perfect. Like, I normally would be playing something there, but it crapped out, and I was like looking around on stage. Oh crap. And I remembered I have the bag of tricks back there. I rip the input out, dig through the bag. I find a guitar cable, plug it in, throw it into my guitar, get it fired back up just as the solo is ending, go right back into the chorus of, it was Gunslinger, I believe, was the song I was playing. So I guess that was actually a tale of heroics, if anything. There's so many dumb, embarrassing moments, on stage.
But, I'm going to give you two more questions. Hopefully that won't be nearly as hard as the one about the apocalypse. When did you realize that you wanted to play guitar?
I think it was more of when did I realize I wanted to play in a band?
You know what's funny about that? That's actually what I have typed, and I reworded it.
Okay. Jeez, it's like we rehearsed this or something. Wow. we're on the same page. I remember I started when I was a kid. My dad is great. He's an outstanding piano player and singer. He sang tenor in our church choir and stuff, like outstanding musician. And so he signed me and my brother up for piano lessons when we were a kid. And, you know, when you're a kid, somebody tells you have to do something, that's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play baseball and run around, you know, climb trees and stuff. But he had me and my brother take piano lessons. And so I learned music, and I really did learn to enjoy it. I just didn't like going to the lessons and having to learn stuff and playing the recitals and that crap. So as soon as they let me quit, I quit. And I wish I would have stuck with it. I'd be a much better piano player. Now I'm just kind of mediocre, but I could have actually been half decent. So... But I had the background, and I always enjoyed music, and it was always around in my life because of my dad and his parents were both musicians as well. So I always really enjoyed it. And I remember I was about 15 or so, and it was actually Slider and I, we grew up together. We've known each other since like first grade. So he played guitar. And I don't know, when we were in like elementary school, he started playing guitar, and my cousin played guitar, and I had friends that played drums, and I had all these friends that like played all these instruments. And I thought to myself, I was like, if I learn how to play bass guitar, I can be in a band tomorrow. And that was the objective. I just wanted to be in a band. I just wanted to play music. I wanted to play, you know, Iron Maiden songs and Metallica songs and Misfits with my buddies. That's what I wanted to do. That was the objective. So I decided bass is probably the path of least resistance, and nobody else plays bass. I know plenty of drummers and guitar players, but nobody plays bass. So I convinced my dad, who was, it wasn't a whole lot of convincing because, oh, I wanted to play a musical instrument. All right. I'm back on that one. You know, he was excited about that, so he got me a bass and an amp that we still use. The bass amp that we use on stage at Stone Cold Killer shows is the same amp that my dad bought me when I was 15 years old. And so I got started playing that, and joined a band with me and my cousin and our friend. We called him Skyhawk. He played drums, and we were called Lot 35 Gap, and we played, you know, punk rock songs, cover songs, mainly Misfits and NoFX, kind of Pennywise songs, the easy stuff. And, I maybe played two gigs, and, he left his, guitar at my house, you know, just to, so we didn't have to lug the amp back and forth. We practiced in my parents' basement. And so I just started playing it when it was there. And like I said, if it's around, I'll figure out how to play it. So here I am all these years later with a bunch of different instruments. And
now, it and sounds like the conversation we were having earlier.
Exactly.
That's kind of how my son ended up with a guitar too. He just one day said, I think I want to learn how to play guitar. And, you know, me being me, I was like to my wife, I'm like, we need to get him a guitar.
Yes.
And yes, of course,
nurture that.
And of course the first song that he's learning is Roar by Katy Perry.
Okay.
Not exactly my style.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think of that as like a song to learn on guitar.
Well, apparently it only has three chords.
Oh, I'm sure it does. So, it's a pop song, isn't it?
Yeah. And I told Jeffrey's guitar teacher, I'm like, look, he's not practicing. When he was starting the trumpet, he wouldn't practice until someone gave him a song. So we're going to have to give him a song. And and that's what he came up with. I'm like, ugh.
And honestly, that's probably how I learned. If it wasn't for easy punk rock songs, I don't know that I would be the musician I am today, because that's exactly the sentiment. I could learn 2-3 Misfits songs in an hour because they were just and all of a sudden, oh, I learned a song. Well, let's try to learn another one, and then another one, and then all of a sudden, hey, I can play this instrument. That's cool.
All right, here we go. Last question. You ready?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can you tell me 2 unsigned bands that you've played with that you absolutely love?
2 unsigned bands. Patty the Wanderer would be one. Then, I was going to say.
Now you're going, oh no, I'm going to leave somebody out. it's my fault. I gave him a limit.
But I'm trying to think of like whether these bands are in fact signed or not.
Well, minor labels are okay.
And Greywalker. Greywalker, we played with them actually at Mr. Small's Funhouse not too long ago. They're a legitimate metal band. They're great. Very Darkest Hour inspired type of metal, which is some of my favorite stuff. And I don't believe they're signed, but they're well on their way. They're putting out a new album next month, just a couple weeks from now. So we played a show with them at Mr. Small's. We had to learn an Iron Maiden song so that we sounded metal enough to play with them. and they released that night. They didn't have an album released. They had a hot sauce release show. They teamed up with like Allegheny Farms, I think that's the name of the company, and they released their own hot sauce flavor called Mellow Death.
That might be the best name I've ever heard for a hot sauce.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, so. Are they signed? It does not have anything listed on their Facebook page. So
yeah, I don't think they are. I think they hustle though, man. They like when you look at like their social media presence and they have like a video that just came out. They are legit. They absolutely should be a signed band. They're on their way up and at them.
So the reason I asked that question is it gives me some more bands to check out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm gonna have to contact them and tell them that you told me to tell them they're supposed to be on the show. See how that works?
Yeah, they are super duper metal. They're radical, and they're just A-plus dudes, every single one of them.
Okay, so once again, you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 424 on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com, and 107.1 FM. With me tonight was Nate from Stone Cold Killer. Make sure you... If you're listening and it's Friday, there's still time to go to their album release tomorrow at Kativo.
Yes.
Get a copy of the Behind Bars. And if it's after Saturday the 23rd, then you're going to have to go to a different show or find it online.
Yeah, go to our Bandcamp. Bandcamp.com/StoneColdKiller.
So, Nate, thank you for coming on the show.
And, all right. Hey, good talk, good rock, bud.
And we will catch you next week with episode number 425, Rat Rod from Philadelphia. On July 20th, we have Resistance 13 scheduled So I have a big gap there. So if anyone's listening and would like to be interviewed on the show and have some music played, drop me an email at bill@parockshow.com and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah. off in flight. Man,